Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/Wi-Fi.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now, with the Golden Globes just gone, congratulations, of course, to Colin Farrell for his win for The Penguin, and with Demi Moore's empowering speech about her Golden Globe being her first ever acting award in 40 years, it made us wonder who else had been waiting an ice age for an award and who never won an Oscar. Well, next up, the Oscars. It's always fun to reflect on what might come, but also to reflect on past ceremonies. And Lisa Cannon has been exploring the lists of the great runners-up. Lisa, good morning and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, Pat. Lovely to be back. And of course, yes, congratulations to our very own Colin Farrell. I mean, the win for The Penguin was wonderful and everybody thinks, well, of course, the Golden Globes, which are fantastic. I love them. They're my favourite, really, are the precursor to the Oscars. Now, we're a little bit premature in talking about the Oscars. So they don't come up till March and many people will know the SAGs are up before then. The nominations were due to come out, actually, on person today, but of course the fires across Los Angeles have kind of snubbed that a little bit. But the Oscars is the big one. It's the golden gong everybody wants. But some of our favourite stars have not been recognised by the Academy. And I find that quite strange. People like Glenn Close, Amy Adams, Sigourney Weaver.
Well, let's talk about Glenn Close first and hear a clip first.
I often wonder how you managed to invent yourself.
Well, I had no choice, did I? I'm a woman. Women are obliged to be far more skillful than men. You can ruin our reputation and our life with a few well-chosen words. So, of course, I had to invent not only myself, but ways of escape no one has ever thought of before. And I've succeeded because I've always known I was born to dominate your sex and avenge my own.
A very good performance.
Incredible, incredible. If anyone saw Glenn Close at the Golden Globes, she looked incredible this year in Balenciaga, but she is the record holder for the most nominations without a single win for the Oscars. So since her first nomination in 1982 for Best Supporting Actress in the World, according to GARP, she's earned 8 noms for Oscars.
Eight nominations and no prizes.
And nothing. And of course, she's got a very impressive filmography from the cult classic Fatal Attraction. I could have picked that clip. Many, many clips from that. Dangerous Liaisons, which we've just heard, and 101 Dalmatians. People overlook that performance as Cruella, but it was a remarkable 1996 performance. You know?
Who else has been trying and failing?
Well, Amy Adams, and again, was at the Golden Globes. It feels like she just walks that red carpet and nobody ever gives her the time of day when it comes to Oscars. Her first nomination was Junebug in 2005, and she's lost all 6 of her nominations over the past decade. Many people compare Amy Adams to the Leonardo DiCaprio of losers because she just keeps getting all the nominations but never getting up to, of course, make that big speech. She's got critically acclaimed work from American Hustle and Vice, and I think she's got to win one at some point because I think she's one of my favourite actresses. Absolutely love her. Sigourney Weaver, that was a funny one because I thought to myself, well, okay, we've seen her in Gorillas in the Mist, Working Girl, Aliens, but has she been of anything of late that would garner an Oscar nomination win? I don't think so.
Now, one of the biggest box office stars and indeed biggest earners in Hollywood is Tom Cruise. Yeah. No Oscar.
I think this one is well renowned. I think most people sitting at home today will go, I know that. Isn't that crazy? Because his impressive resume is everything from The Mission Impossible to Top Gun. But for me, I'm going to play this clip for you. It is phenomenal. It's a long clip, but it's all to do with his performance in Born on the 4th of July. Oliver Stone. Incredible. He should have won an Oscar for this.
Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once, and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/Wi-Fi.
Last time you were here, you'd, I think, just been nominated for an Oscar for Lady Bird, which was your... You have four Oscar nominations now.
Yeah.
Four nominations is, mm-hmm. that's, you know, in a way, four nominations, like, wow, I've got four Oscar nominations. It's also like, how many times am I going to get nominated before I win
yeah.
the actual Oscar?
Four times the loser is what my friends are nominating.
And then you were at the Emmys with your husband, who was nominated.
Yeah.
And he did not win either.
No, we're a house of losers.
Yeah, yeah. you have an empty shelf at your home.
Yeah, I think I've gotten so used to losing now. Like, I don't win anything. So I've gotten so used to losing that I said to him, you know, okay, your category is, like, second one up. So when you lose, we'll go to the bar, because inevitably that's what's going to happen, and we'll go to the bar and we'll get our popcorn and we'll have a great night, and it won't matter that we both lost.
Did he take exception to your presumption that he would lose?
He knew he was going to lose.
He knew he was going to lose, yeah.
Okay, that, of course, was not Tom Cruise. It was Saoirse Ronan. How many times has she been nominated?
She is the youngest nominee in Oscar history, earning one nomination at 13 years of age, and then, of course, nominated for Brooklyn and Lady Bird and Little Women. So that makes four, is that right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's four. And, of course, she's recently appeared in The French Dispatch with the great Timothy Chalamet. I mean, this is why I wanted this clip to be here, because Saoirse Ronan has joked not only across Jimmy Kimmel, which we just heard there, but Graham Norton, that she's never going to win. She just doesn't think she's going to win. Her mum doesn't think she's going to win. Her husband doesn't think she's going to win. She's got kind of a bad omen, she reckons, around her in terms of the Oscar noms. I don't think so. I think Saoirse is going to nab one soon, and she's an incredible talent.
Okay, now we'll go back to that Tom Cruise clip just to hear that brilliant performance.
I got to live and I got to roll around. I got to remind him of Vietnam. And you don't want to know. You don't want to see us. You want to hide us. You want to hide us because it is a can of and I am a dummy.
He won't listen. He won't change.
Ronnie, please. You got to take your mom seriously. You can't drink in this house.
They told us. Go fight. Go kill. Sergeant, ma'am. Rain, car. Yes, car left. Car left. Car left. You know, it's all a lie, though. Watch out.
Ronnie.
Why?
Stop it. Go to bed. You sleep it off. What did they do to you in that war? What happened to you? You need help, Ronnie. You need help.
You need help. With all your God and your dreams about
you're
me.
You're going to wake up the whole nation.
You are ashamed of me. You're embarrassed by me.
No, you guys give me some air. Let me talk to him, all right?
You go to bed. Very soon.
Yo!
What did you say to me?
What did you say to me? Mom!
You!
You're going to wake the whole neighborhood.
Wake him up. Tell them! You dads, Carmelitis! Walters! You tell them all!
Come
tell
on.
Them all what they did to me!
Ronnie, stop it!
What they did to this whole block, this whole country!
They're gonna call the police
we
this
went
time.
To Vietnam to stop communism. We shot women and children!
You didn't shoot women and children! What are you saying?
Listen to war. Communism, the insidious evil. They told us to go!
Yes, that's what they told us!
Thou shalt not kill mom. Thou shalt not kill women and children. Thou shalt not kill, remember? Isn't that what you taught us? Isn't that what they taught us?
Stop it! Stop it!
No.
Very powerful. You know, we associate Tom Cruise with almost phoning in performances in the Mission Impossible series. They're very enjoyable.
But I mean, he can really act. And I know that was a very long clip, so I'm sorry if people had to go through it. It's a very dark, cerebral, strong, I suppose, scene. But I cut it in half. And I just thought, you know, when you see there, especially when he says, thou shalt not kill, I mean, that gives everyone goosebumps. I was crying every time I listen to that and hear that performance. I think he is genuinely one of the most decorated actors, but one of the best.
Now, one of the most prolific actors and one of the highest earners is Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
No Oscars, loads of movies, no Oscars.
Loads and loads. And Samuel's great, isn't he? He's just a great character. You know, he's one of the most recognisable voices, I think, in Hollywood. But he didn't win the Best Supporting Actor category when he was nominated in Pulp Fiction, which we have a clip for. But years later, he failed to get a nod for The Hateful Eight. If anyone's seen it, it's pretty incredible. And then, of course, You know, moving on then, of course, his wife had said that they don't care about the snub. Who cares? But I think Samuel L. Jackson's got to get an Oscar win at some point. He's truly, truly talented. And everybody loves Pulp Fiction, don't they?
Let's hear it.
Vincent. We happy?
Yeah, we happy. I'm sorry. I didn't get your name. I got yours, Vincent, right? But I never got your...
My name's Pitt, and your ass ain't talking your way out.
No. I just want you to know how sorry we are that things got so f***ed up with us and Mr. Wallace. When we got into this thing with the best intentions, really. I never...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? I didn't mean to do that. Please, continue. You were saying something about best intentions. What's the matter? Oh, you were finished. Oh, well, allow me to retort. What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
What?
What country you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English in what?
What?
English! Do you speak it?
Yes.
Then you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, mother. Say what one more goddamn time.
He's black.
Go on.
He's black.
I apologize for all the beeps this morning. It's a great way to start the new year. It's
anyway,
like,
so many others, Robert Downey Jr., Toni Collette, Liam Neeson, Keira Knightley, Matt Damon, Scarlett Johansson. The list goes on. People who were really great but never made the ultimate gong.
They never made the ultimate gong. Sir Ian McKellen even in there as well, which you would think he would.
Now, why is Bjork the biggest loser of them all?
Because Bjork hasn't secured a single win throughout her whole career, especially since she's been nominated, wait for this, 16 Grammys, 2 Golden Globes and 1 Oscar. The biggest loser of all, Bjork. Probably one of the most talented in music. But there you have it. Sometimes the best don't win.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.